The emergency bill that passed the Senate this week has now passed the House, and it moves to the governor's desk. In the House, three Republican representatives actually voted in favor of it, including Representative Ben McGordy of Stratford, who joins us now. And I want to say four Democrats actually voted against this. They went against their party, including Steve Meskers of Greenwich and Jonathan Steinberg of Westport. So we did see this, where seven lawmakers actually went against what their parties all had voted for or against and decided to go otherwise. And so, Representative McGordy, I want to welcome you back to the show. Always appreciate having these chats. And why did you vote in favor of this?
Good morning, Melissa. It's really hard to go against your party, but I only get involved when I have skin in the game. And with this bill, I don't like the kind of garbage when they do this one bill fits all and they throw everything in there. But there was something in there that's really not exciting for your listeners, but it has to do, it goes all the way back to 830G. There's a section 63 in the bill that had a single exit for apartment buildings up to four stories. I felt, along with the Riggs Review Committee, and Christy Carpino voted with me, that that was really bad. So what we did is we worked for 2 years to get that out of the bill. The deputy leader in the House put that in there in the bond bill in 2024 to make that a single exit, just so you can get the third apartment, third bedroom in an apartment building. So you're compromising an emergency fire exit. So we didn't like that. We finally got that taken out on Monday night. DAS pulled that from the code. So with that, I felt that if they were going to remove it, the regulation on that, and then go and repeal that section 63, I had to support that as well. So that's my main reason for going against my party with that. The other part is the campaign promise that Representative Shake made when she was running for the pensions for the union. I happen to be part of that union. I work for the Stratford Fire Marshal's office. And the first time that came out last year, I voted against it. And, you know, it didn't go well here at work. Guys were upset with me. But that was, again, that was put into the implementer, which is just a bunch of rats, a lot of bad stuff in there. I didn't like that kind of legislation. So for this bill yesterday, yes, I didn't like the whole bill where we just threw everything in there and take care of everybody's little promises that they made to make everybody feel good. But I actually had, you know, skin in the game with two of those things. So I had to go and vote against my party. So here we are.
No, and I, and much like the conversation I had with Senator Huang yesterday, who also voted, you know, for this and did not go along party lines, I have no issue when people don't go along their party lines. I actually think we should get back to that type of government, quite frankly, Representative McGordy. Yeah. I think we've become too used to just running along party lines. And it's not even enough for me to say you had enough of the votes. Why not just side with your party? I get it. I got to talk about a couple of those things, though, because I do think they're, you know, I think there's wrongdoing a little bit on both sides. So we heard House Speaker Matt Ritter, who said, you know, kind of like challenge us, like, look, if you're going to use abuse of power, and I believe Senator Sampson went back at him about this and said, you know, we're not abusing filibusters. But essentially why this situation kind of came to be is because from a Democratic standpoint, they feel like we put things forward, we have debate, we do all the things, but we don't actually essentially pass enough things to make effective changes in Connecticut. And I do think to some degree, we don't want to become a Congress. We don't want to become where we have a problem. We know what the solution is. We have different ways of solving it, but we don't do anything effectively because we can't all agree on something. So I understand the need for this. The emergency certification, though, was absolutely an abuse of power. I mean, I don't know how you can slice and dice it any other way. And so I guess my question for you, much like I asked Senator Huang yesterday, is if there were enough votes to pass it. So like your vote necessarily, other than your constituents knowing you voted for or against it, there were enough votes to pass it. Was it more important to say, yes, I was for even those two sections of this bill, versus saying, no, the way we went about this was just wrong. This is just wrong, and we should not set a bad precedent like this.
It's definitely wrong, because when we get these bills like this and they throw everything together, and I have the utmost respect for our Speaker of the House, Ritter, but, you know, he has a bigger caucus. He has the Democrats. He's got the moderates, the liberals, the progressives. That fella, he's herding cats, and he's getting pulled and prodded from every angle from all of his members. I want my bill. I want this. I want this. It's election year. They got to have it. And that's what he got backed in the corner, I believe. And that's why they came out with this bill. And then we're at the time where COVID came and nobody wants to come to work. So now we put all this garbage together. Everybody gets their little wish to campaign on. And now we're not going to come back into session in March because we did everything in this garbage bill yesterday. And yeah, I don't like the process and the policy on how this bill came about. It was not an emergency. The bottle bill is more of an emergency than anything. But, you know, here we are. Nobody wants to come to work in March. We'll see everybody in April. And that's not the way to do legislation. We need to get in the room, debate the bills, have our debates on the floor. I know the filibuster is our only tool. We're outnumbered in the House and the Senate. And, you know, we got to fight. That's what we did yesterday. Everybody talked on it, and we went a long time on it. But, yeah, we could have just called the question and voted right away, and the count would have still been the same. But this is the way they wanted the legislation. It's not the right way. The people don't get their say. It's not good business.
But voting for this bill, was it more important that the record stood that you liked a couple sections of the bill despite you didn't like the process? That was why you voted
Correct. Yes. Yeah. I can't sit there Tuesday at regulation review meeting and say, you know, we're taking this out. Thank you. But then vote yesterday, you know, against it. So it's kind of like, you know, we worked two years on that, Representative Crepino, myself, so we had skin in the game with that one.
Okay, so Representative McGordy,
I had to do it.
Okay, so
Representative,
I appreciate that. I mean, look, character matters, absolutely, and your constituents want to, like you said, you know, and especially being part of that union, I could see where you're in a tough spot. I get that. I worry about precedent, though. I got to be honest. Representative McGordy, I got to be honest. I am hoping that the governor sees that this was wrong. I don't know. It's very hard to overlook this. And I don't think this should be even a partisan issue. I think that we should be doing better with government. I don't think we need to lower the standard and to some extent, you know, say an eye for an eye. And I do believe this was sort of a... This was sort of done because, in my opinion, I feel like it was done because because you have enough of the votes, you have enough of the numbers, and it's never going to look as egregious as what is happening to some degree in Washington, D.C. I don't think that's good government. I don't think we should stand for that.
If you have the votes, you vote. You know, and then, you know, we're outnumbered. We can't. Time is our only tool up there. And when you do a bill like this, they all pass because they have the numbers. But as we get closer down to May, time is our tool. So the more we talk on the floor, the more we debate the bill, other bad bills die.
So
we don't get that chance anymore. This is changing the game for us.
Okay. So it felt like more of a losing battle if you had voted against it because it was going to pass regardless. Yeah. And so that's what you felt.
Yes.
Okay.
And with the union part, you know, we have the governor's bill. He's going to be looking into the pensions a lot. So this little part of it from Representative Shake with the union, this just helps the governor. So we got a study going. I've been in the fire service 45 years. I was a fire commissioner for 15 in Shelton until last year I retired. And retention is hard. It's hard to get people to be firefighters, especially volunteers.
I agree. Oh, it's a huge problem.
To live in this area. They're moving out. So, you know, that's part of the bill yesterday. If we can do something to get pensions and help out, recruit and retain our firefighters and our police officers and our EMS, that we need to include them in this as well.
And I think that's a big part of it. I do want to talk about that, Representative McGorry. So hold on. We're going to come right back. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you heard our conversation with Joe DeLong right before yours, but that's a huge concern for CCM was why couldn't this be done at the municipal level? Why couldn't this have been something that Mayor Chess worked out, for example, in Stratford? Why did this need to be done at the state level? We're chatting with Representative Ben McGordy, who is of the Stratford area and was one of three Republican representatives who voted in favor of the massive emergency bill that did pass the House. It passed the Senate. It's on the governor's desk, waiting for approval, partial approval. We're not sure. So, Representative McGordy, I want to talk about the pension part. because as you probably heard on the show, Joe DeLong, CCM, they're not happy. They feel like this is only going to fall on the taxpayers. And I'm curious, you know, one of the things he brought up, which was interesting, is I do know this was something that's been brought up in Stratford before. I was kind of given the heads up that this provision really came from Stratford, even though other municipalities have put something forward before. But apparently it has failed for well over a decade. And I'm curious why this couldn't be done at the local level. Like, couldn't this have been worked out with Mayor Chess in Stratford, or did this need to be done on a statewide level?
So I was not here when they had the arbitrated agreement with the union and Mayor Hoydick, or I believe, it was Mayor Harkins when they did away with the pension originally. So then there was an arbitrated agreement before I started working here. But Caitlin Shea came and ran for office, and she made a promise to the unions that she would get them the pension. So she had a bill last year, and it died in the Senate. They didn't take it up. So then they put it into the implementer. And of course, I don't like the implementers. There's a process. It should have been done at the local level. Get back to the table between the town and the union and negotiate that. That was an arbitrated agreement between the mayor and the union. But making the legislators overturn an arbitrated agreement, I didn't believe was the right way to do it. So I voted no for it last year. And it was a problem. It didn't go well here. With my place of employment, but you know, I made it through. We voted for it yesterday because it will now be part of the governor's bill that I do support for the retention and recruitment. It should be local. We shouldn't make everybody fix Stratford's situation. It shouldn't affect every town and every taxpayer. So that's why I voted no for it last year. And especially it was a rat in the bill, like a lot of other things. So,
but then why is it different? Why is it different with this massive bill versus the implementer last year?
Because now it has the governor's attention for retention recruitment. So he wants to help with the pensions, I believe, and get people to be firefighters and cops.
And I'm for that.
This is just another tool to help.
So I'm all for it, Representative McGordy. You know, I love our cops. I love our firefighters, our EMS. I voice that constantly on the show. In fact, I'm told all the time that I back the blue, and I still don't even really understand that. I'm like, shouldn't we all be pro cops? Shouldn't we all want to live in a safe place? I don't know. I never understand that political. Like, okay. But having said that, I don't know. I ain't buying it. I'm trying to understand why this couldn't be done at the local level. Well, I'm just saying, like, how is an implementer bill last year different than this one?
Once you write a bill, it's out there. It's the record. And Representative Shake has been campaigning for this. She's been in Hartford pushing her leadership to make this bill go forward. And they gave her another bite at the apple yesterday.
But you just said that this should have been. Right. But you said that this should be done at the local level. So why can't Mayor Chesford?
It should be.
Yeah.
It should, and he campaigned on the same thing. He's working now with the unions, the police and the fire, trying to get, you know, the pensions for them. So he is working with it. So it will be a local level. It should stay local. It's a local union. It should stay local with the mayor and the town, and not make it a mandated pension for everybody. Every town's different. That's why everybody lives in different areas. I like this better than that. You know, this is a volunteer department. That's a career department. You know,
but you voted for it.
This is city. I voted for it because of it helps with the retention. I also co-sponsored the governor's bill because I'm all for retention of community firefighters. And if it gets pensions and brings them back, I'm fine. I'm not anti-pension. I just believe that we need to sweeten it up to get cops, firemen, and EMS because, you know, people don't want to do it anymore.
But do you feel like, Representative McGordy, that's really the reason that we can't get people in the door? You don't think it's because of bad legislation in the state in the last 6 years?
Definitely. The Trust Act ruined for law enforcement. And then the firefighters, too, they're looking at that. Well, would they just beat up the cops and come after us next?
Right.
Yeah, the Trust Act is horrible.
Right. So I just.
Right. Nobody wants to be a cop anymore, but we need them.
Police accountability law. I mean, there's plenty of, I think, laws. So I guess my point being, and I'm not trying to beat a dead horse here, but I guess I'm really confused then, because it sounds like you're saying it should be done at the local level, but we pass something at the state level. And I understand that pension is part of the equation. Certainly, you got to get paid to do the job that you do. I get it. I do understand that.
Yep.
Yes. But it just sounds like we're saying two different things here. Because it sounds like this should have fallen on Mayor Chess.
The number one reason yesterday was regulations review of eliminating the single exit out of these apartment buildings to make these apartment buildings safer. That's what I worked on for 2 years, and I'm not done because I don't believe that the state fire marshal should be under DAS. She reports directly to the state building official. She's public safety. She needs to be separate, checks and balances. And that's a story for another day on the radio. But that was my whole thing, and we had a big win by having DAS remove the codes from the fire code and the building code.
Totally.
So that's my number one reason for voting yes yesterday, because they dropped that. That's a win for me and Christy Carpino and the rest of the Regulation Review Committee. That we and the state fire marshals and firefighters and the residents that are going to now be in apartment buildings where they can get out a second exit. It's all about safety.
So, and maybe as mentioned earlier in the show, I know Joe DeLong from CCM had said, talk to Pete Brown. I like Pete Brown from I really do. I've had him on the show many times, and maybe it's worth that conversation with him. I guess what is concerning to me, and quite frankly, Representative, I'm Laura Hoidick listening to this right now, I'm mad. Mm-hmm. Because quite frankly, Mayor Chess ran on the fact that he was going to work on this locally. And what it sounds like is that couldn't happen because it had to be done at the state level and it had to be pushed into an emergency certification bill. And I'm not buying it.
I'm not part of those conversations. I don't see that. From what I do hear, like from people I work with, that he is working with the police union and the fire union.
Mm.
Why? Representative Shake is still pushing it up there. That you got to ask her that. I don't know.
I did email her. If you want to ask her if she wants to come on, maybe she didn't get my email. Yeah. I know it's very busy in Hartford, but I would love to understand this because, again, you said it should be done at the local level, and yet
absolutely
it passed at the
state
level.
That's what I said last year when I voted against it.
Mm-hmm.
I voted against the omnibus bill because of other things, but that was one reason. And then, you know, my union guys are like, what are you doing? You voted against this. No, I'm voting against the procedure on how it was done. It doesn't belong to be in Hartford. It belongs here at the local level.
Right. Well, and it sounds
that's
like that's more of an
agreement between these people in town. Don't have me legislate your union contracts.
Well, and that's just it. It sounds like that should land on the mayor.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But we made it a state thing. So now it's going to fall on everybody. Right.
Yeah. Open up a can of worms.
Right.
For something that could have been handled locally. Yep.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right, Representative McGordy. I think you know where I'm coming from. I think you can feel my...
Okay. The conversation's not over.
Right. It's not. Yep. I'm still a little confused why you voted for... I get the 830G part. I do.
Yes,
I don't want you to feel like I'm beating up on you. I am a little bit confused. Yeah. A little bit.
So there's... Real quick, I don't want to take up everybody's time, but there's two parts to the fire service. There's the suppression side. That's the fire union guys. That's all that going on. And then I'm on the marshal side. So there's state fire marshals and fire inspectors. We make sure the buildings don't burn down. People get out safely. That's my passion.
And I love that.
So much
I'm
passion.
With you.
I'm not a money guy.
And here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. Representative McGordy, I want to make this super clear. I am very much for whatever we need to do to get public safety at the top level. I'm game.
Yeah.
I don't really care what that looks like. Whatever we need to do to make sure we've got enough firefighters, enough cops, enough EMS, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to know that when I call 911, they're coming out. Okay. I believe in that. If that makes me pro cop, call me guilty, I guess.
Yeah.
But my point
being, we can't
take
an exit away from somebody just to put a bedroom in so that we get our low and low income housing and affordable housing. We don't have affordable building products. When we start getting that, we'll have affordable building.
My point here, though, is if this is a local issue, and to your point, you just said we opened up a can of worms. Then I guess I would say going forward, if people ask you why you passed this, I would say just the 830G part. I wouldn't say that you actually support that pension part, only because, and I'm not going to tell you how to do your job, but to me, that is... That doesn't match up. That sounds like a local thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why the state even took that on. And it sounds like it's going to put people in a really bad position and taxpayers are going to end up footing that bill.
If my brother and sister firefighters need a pension, I'm supporting them. I'll help them out every day in and day out.
Okay. Representative McGordy, I want to thank you. I thank you for coming on the show. Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but I do appreciate your candidness in talking about this literally hours after the bill passed in the House. We'll see what the governor ends up doing.